Wake up, everyone. It's time for a call to action. Welcome to Call to Action Today, where there are no sacred cows, with your host, Steve Noble, just an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and he's calling you out every week to live the Christian life in your home, your work, and even in politics. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH, or check him out online at c2atoday.org. And now, with some much-needed cough medicine for the church, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, we've got two very important subjects to cover today. We're going to start with talking about our pastors for a couple minutes and ways that we can encourage and pray for them and be a blessing in their lives. Oftentimes, I think most of us take them for granted, and they're just there. They're doing their job. We pay them, right? And then we see them on Sundays, and that's about it. But that's a really important subject, so we're going to talk to my buddy Andy Bowersox here for just a minute. He's with Energize Ministries. They're doing a great work, and it's been a huge blessing in my life for the past couple years. We're going to talk about why. And then we'll switch the topic after the first segment, and we'll spend the last three segments talking about our daughters and how do we educate our daughters and how do we hope to see our daughters become fine, young, educated Christian women and leaders. And is there a way to do that outside of the regular school system, outside of the regular educational program? We will suggest today that the best way to do that is get them the heck away from the boys and get them focused and leave all that junk to the side. I'll get to that later. But a great partner here and friends on the radio show here in Raleigh, North Carolina. But it's a subject that applies all over the country. So we'll get to that after we talk to our good friend Andy Bowersox with Energize Ministries. Andy, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, bud. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. It was great to see you at Casa del Noble the other week. I appreciate you driving by and picking up the goods. That almost looked like a drug deal. But we were just exchanging the I Can Only Imagine movie so that Andy can be a blessing to some pastors over there in Winston-Salem area of North Carolina. But tell us real quick, Andy, this I love your ministry. I love how God has called you to it. That's the only one that I really know of like it and really reaching into pastors' lives. So tell us real quick, what is Energize Ministries?
You know, how does it happen that a messed up, recreationally fun-loving guy like me gets called to start spending time with pastors and taking them on recreational trips, jet skiing trips and ATV trips and rappelling trips, things like that? How do we go from that to being on the air with you to help build what we call, Steve, an ever-growing army of believers that are committed to preventive care and prayer support for our kingdom leaders?
I'm going to combine God's kingdom with his sense of humor. That's what I'm going with.
Yeah, well, listen, like, you know, I saw somebody the other day, and we were talking about a big problem, and he looks at me, and he said, Andy, this guy that I'm talking to, I couldn't get through, and he said all I could say was, you don't know the God I serve. And that has absolutely been true in my life. You know, I'm one of the founders of this ministry. It's been 8 years now. And you know our story. We started out with just crazy recreational trips into now, like, speaking with radio hosts like you and others around the country to help model, what we want to do is model here in our headquarters in North Carolina what preventive care and prayer support looks like, and then engage other people, parishioners and believers nationwide, to be continually refilling the pitchers of their pastors' lives. And God's given us some very unique tools and resources and ability to do that well beyond what we could have ever imagined. But that's really the gist and the story of Energize Ministries in a nutshell.
Yeah, and it's been amazing to watch it work. And we've done some shows in the past, but we're going to schedule another one here in the near future and bring some pastors on that have been blessed by this ministry. And the last time we had a pastor on that worked with you guys, Andy, as you know, he shared a very difficult story. And oftentimes our pastors are suffering in silence and we don't pay attention. We don't know. But Energize has been a huge blessing in my life. I wanted to ask you real quick just about the Praying for Your Pastor campaign. I shared that on Facebook, and I'll just remind people, if you just text the word pastor to 74574, then like me, you'll get a little text message every day that helps remind you to pray for your pastor and a different suggestion every day of what to pray for. But tell us about that initiative.
Yeah, so, you know, every year we do what's called a Pray for Your Pastor tour. It's a three-week bus tour that we sort of target different geographical areas in the country. And we started that about 4 years ago, not really knowing, like, what does a Pray for Your Pastor tour even look like? But I believe it was something God asked us to do. And so we sort of mapped it out. We met with some media partners and along the way, and they put us in touch with area churches. And that really, this whole message of pray for your pastor has really become a banner over our ministry. As we have, we kept seeing it show up. Obviously, we've got a big bus with that printed on the side of it. We developed a partnership with Pastor Serve where we send out a weekly or a daily text. And you mentioned it. It's very simple. You text the word pastor to 74574, and you'll get an option. It'll come back right away to sign up for either weekly or daily text. And it's just prompts of simple, practical ways that we can take a few minutes to be praying for our kingdom leadership. And then this year, we're actually engaging churches into what we've developed as a Pray for Your Pastor campaign. And it will be an annual, basically a 365-day commitment to be covering your leadership, covering the men and women that Satan is attacking the hardest, to help protect them, to help affirm and encourage them. You know, as you know, Steve, John Maxwell will say it all the time, everything rises and falls on leadership. It's true in the advance of the gospel message as well. And so we believe that healthy leadership equals healthy ministries. Healthy ministries equal a better ability for all of us to fulfill the Great Commission, and we want to continue to reinvest in the lives of our leaders.
We're talking to Andy Bowersox. Energize Ministries is energizeministries.com. That's with a Z, by the way, Energize Ministries. And talking about praying for our pastors, engaging our pastors. Two quick things real quick, Andy, because we're going to run out of time here, but I want to make sure we're talking to folks in Winston-Salem, High Point, Greensboro area of North Carolina, one of the markets that Call to Action Radio is on with our friend Stu Epperson at Truth Radio. Tell us real quick about the big Valentine's party you had last week for pastors and then the special screening of I Can Only Imagine this Friday.
You bet. Well, as you know, we regularly put on special events of appreciation, show our gratitude, try and encourage and provide some love gifts and things like that. And so this would be the third year we've hosted. It's really the closest thing we can do to a five-star dinner event, and it's at a very nice castle, actually, an old-timey castle in Lexington, North Carolina. We had about 50 pastors and their wives show up, and it's just a chance for us to love on them, to roll out literally the red carpet, to have some romantic, jazzy-type music, piano playing and dancing, and maybe I should focus on the dancing part, Steve, but some of that does happen from time to time. But
you got to be careful with that dancing because, you know, it might lead to sex, so you got to be careful with that. Well, real quick, what about Friday?
Great time. Yeah, so this Friday night, another thing, in partnership with you and some of your affiliates there, we are hosting a pre-screening. So if you are in the Triad area here, you're listening to this, it'll be this Friday night, 7 p.m. over at Hope City. And we'd love to have you come as our guest to be one of the very first to see this new movie about redemption.
So pastors in the Triad, I Can Only Imagine, energizeministries.com. Andy, thanks for being here, buddy. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. Great to be with you on this President's Day. If you want to do something good on President's Day, by the way, just go read some of the past presidential proclamations or go read George Washington's second address to the nation. Go read his final address to the nation. You can look those up. And you'll be like, am I reading comments from presidents of the United States of America? This doesn't sound like the U.S. today. But I think you'll be inspired, and it's an important thing to do. Don't lose grips on our history and on President's Day. That's really an inspiring thing to do. I've done shows in the past on that. It just didn't work out this time, but I would strongly encourage you to go do that. You will be blessed if you spend the time doing it. So we're talking today, our good friends at Iron Academy has been around for a while. So when we have our friends on, these are some local friends. So for those of you listening, aloha, by the way, in Hawaii. On K-Lite, for you guys, you just have to go, well, I don't live in Raleigh. I don't even live on the mainland. That doesn't matter because we're talking about how we're educating our young men and our young women, and that matters no matter where you live. And here in Raleigh, North Carolina, we have a couple of great examples of what can happen when people trust the Lord and step out in obedience and really start to focus on the things that we should be focusing on. So Iron Academy, which started several years ago, which is a school set up specifically for young men to raise them up as biblical leaders and biblical young men with an excellent education. And then you kind of knew what God was doing and that eventually he would do the same thing on the young ladies' side. That's called Academy 31, academy31.org. So we're going to have a conversation today. We're going to kind of revisit. We talked about this several months ago with Dr. Denise O'Donohue, who's the principal. Academy 31 is opening up this fall here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and she's got a lot of experience in teaching and as a professor at Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary. and she's going to be the principal. So Denise is here with us, as well as Bethany Benson, who has been working as a college counselor at Iron Academy, but also now will be involved with Academy 31. And we're going to be talking about how do we educate and raise up these young women that God has placed into our care, custody, and control. I happen to have two of them. Our oldest daughter, Amelia, is 20. Our youngest daughter, Caroline, is 13. So I'm going through all of that kind of stuff, young teens, tweens, middle teenager years, young adult years. So I have plenty of opinions on this, which I guess is no shock. But Denise, welcome back. And Bethany, welcome to the show. It's great to see you guys.
Glad to be here.
Well, this is really an important subject, and I don't think we visit this very often. A lot of people just kind of assume they're stuck in the public school system. And for some people that have the resources or the opportunity, they go to Christian schools, which is great. But we're talking about going kind of one step further, where we're focusing just on the young men over here and then just on the young ladies over here. And we're going to focus on them for the purpose of today's show. But why is this a topic? You've been down this road for a while, Denise. And then Bethany, I'm going to pull you in because Bethany's a lot younger than both Denise and myself. No offense, Denise.
But facts are facts.
Yeah, facts are facts. But, you know, you've spent a lot of time with women at the seminary level. And what's going on with our young ladies, our young girls these days that would pull you into focusing so much of your effort on something like Academy 31?
Sure. I think what I have seen in the years past through interacting with young college students at the college at Southeastern, as well as grad students in the seminary at Southeastern, is the effects that their middle school and high school years had on them. And by effects, what I mean are things that they endured, things that they put up with. Many times, parents being totally unaware of them, because me being a parent myself would often ask, you know, gasp when I'd hear some of these things.
Yeah.
Well, what did your parents say about that?
Right.
Well, I never told my parents.
Right.
Or you're the first person I've ever told, kind of a thing. And so the more I begin to interact with these young ladies, the more I realize we've got to start sooner in helping them find out who Christ says that they are as young women, and not have their major influence be their peers and social media.
Yeah, and Bethany, you're only a couple years out of college. You went to a Christian university. You went to a Christian high school. And I think a lot of us can assume that, well, that's pretty good, and it's not going to get much better than that. But even within the confines of those environments, this trouble is real, right? I mean, you experienced it. You saw it yourself.
Sure, and especially now I'm a coach at a local Christian school cheerleading squad, and I know that my girls are struggling with things that I would never have imagined when I was their age being faced with. And so I think being able to focus on what it means to be a woman of God and learning what that looks like and how to do that in a society that's constantly telling you that you're going about it the wrong way, or that you're supposed to look or act or behave a certain way. We really just want to give them the tools that they need in order to face that world and be confident in doing so, because it's not easy anymore.
Yeah, that's for sure. And social media and the internet's just kind of exploded all those challenges, everything. You know, I had a millennial on here several months ago that works at Lifeway Research for the Southern Baptist Convention in Nashville. And he was talking about what I'm like, dude, what is it? Did we mess up as parents? And he was explaining, no, your children have access and are getting so much more information than you ever dreamed of at an earlier age. I mean, the average age for first time exposure to porn now is 9. It's just, I don't think we have any concept of the deluge of what's happening to our young men. And in this case, talking about our young ladies. So, Denise, you guys at Academy 31 just recently did kind of an informal study looking at what are the factors that are shaping our daughters' lives. And the findings here are not great.
No, they're not. But they're not surprising, not from my perspective anyway. The number one influencer, and these were according to parents of daughters either in middle school or high school, the number one influencer is girlfriends. By a large margin.
Not church, not youth group, not the Bible, not even us as parents,
no.
Not even the school.
No, actually, youth group and church were the last two
ranks
in the influencing category. So followed closely behind girlfriends was, not a surprise, social media.
Wow.
And then ranking in third place was mom and dad.
Now, Bethany, we're answering those questions as parents. I took part in that poll myself because, like I mentioned, I've got a daughter that's 20 and a daughter that's 13. But from your perspective, not that far removed from all that age group and being involved with younger people much more recently than Denise and I have been, I mean, kind of peer-to-peer, did that surprise you?
Honestly, no. From what I've seen from girls that are growing up in this day and age, they're bombarded every day with the different pressures of society, and it's going to be coming from their peers, and it's going to be coming from social media. And a lot of girls, even though they know that their parents love them and their parents are maybe strong believers and have great values and are going to encourage them in that direction, they're going to put more weight in the world that they're around majority of the time, because most kids are spending a lot of time either at school and then on social media at home, and the interaction with parents is becoming less and less common, which is unfortunate, but that's what day and age we're in. We're pushing our kids are being pushed to go into extracurricular activities, whether it's athletics and fine arts, and all those things are great and awesome. But again, parents aren't even going to be at those practices or those games or performances and to impact them in the way that they need to be when they're surrounded by such a vast group of their peers. And so, no, it's not shocking to me at all.
Yeah, and we're talking to Dr. Denise O'Donohue, who's the principal at Iron Academy. That's the guys, Academy 31, which is opening this fall here in the Raleigh-Durham-Chapel Hill area of North Carolina. And Bethany Benson, who we're just hearing from, has been a college counselor there as well. And Denise, if the number one impact on our daughters is their friends, we kind of have to ask what's going on with their friends, right?
Exactly. And that's where the real telling part of it, I think, came in this survey, as we were asking all of our questions geared towards your daughter's friends.
Yeah. And how much do you actually know about them?
Exactly.
And what kind of influence are they having?
Exactly.
And those results were alarming. Now, our daughter's homeschooled, and I'm going to bring that into the conversation as we talk about single-sex education and why you would do something like Academy 31 in the first place. If you are listening on the Truth Radio Network here in the Raleigh-Durham Chapel Hill area, you need to know if you have a young daughter, you have to find out about Academy 31, a great family information meeting coming up tomorrow night at 6:30. This is Steve Noble. We'll be right back. Back at Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. Great to be with you. And we're talking about a very important subject for the rest of the show, which is how are our daughters being raised? How are we raising them? And what's influencing them? Is it us? Do you think you're the number one influencer in your daughter's life? Or is it their friends or social media? What happens at school? And by the way, on the subject of school, how is your daughter being educated? And most of our daughters grow up being educated in a co-ed environment. We're going to throw all that stuff on the altar today and burn it up and discuss, is this really the best thing to do? And in order to do that, God's provided us a great example here in Raleigh, North Carolina, where I live and broadcast from. Academy 31, a brand new school coming out this fall, and it's part of Iron Academy, which has been around for how many years has Iron Academy been around now?
This is the fifth year.
The fifth year. So Iron Academy, because biblical manhood is never an accident. Okay, so this is very focused. It's very intentional, getting these young men out of a regular environment and then focusing on a single-sex educational environment. The same thing is happening with these young ladies for Academy 31. By the way, if you're here in the area where I live, in the Triangle area, in North Carolina, you can check it out, academy31.org, and they also have a family information meeting tomorrow night, which is February 20th here in Raleigh. You can go to the website, academy31.org. You'll see the information on the news and events right there on the right side. But 6:30, is it 6:30? 6:30 tomorrow night.
6:30, and it's also for Iron Academy.
Oh, it's for both.
Yes, it's
awesome.
For both.
So young women and young men, what ages, what grades?
6th grade through 12th grade.
Awesome. So that's available tomorrow night, and then again in March there'll be some other family information meetings, but things are moving quickly, so you got to at least come out and find out about it. Academy31.org is where you can get all that information. So we were talking about, you all did an informal survey recently on Facebook, and you found out that pretty much the number one influencer in our daughters is their friends, which then begs the question, what's the deal with their friends, and what kind of influence is that happening? So what did you discover there?
Exactly. Well, it was interesting because as we were leading into this poll, we wanted to know, okay, not only what is the number one influencer, but what is most important to you as a parent raising your daughter? And the number one answer across the board was helping her to discover her full identity in Christ.
Okay, so that's what we want, mom.
That's
and dad,
what we want.
Of course, good Bible answer.
So how are we going to do that, right? Well, if the girlfriends are the number one influencers, maybe we need to take a look at how they're influencing.
So wait a second. I shouldn't worry about this because all my daughter's friends are all little theologians, right?
Oh, sure.
They're all just great. Like Joan of Arc setting the world on fire for the Lord.
Perfect. That's good for you.
Yeah, I'll pull my head out of the sand now.
There you go.
And we'll continue. Okay, so what are we finding out there?
Yeah, well, what we're finding out is a lot of parents are not sure. and they're not sure, or they really realize that it's not going in the direction that they want it to.
Because I saw a lot of negative results there.
Yes.
That the assumption, you know, a lot of us really don't know what kind of influence, especially godly influence, that our daughter's friends are having on them.
Sure.
And there's, and to me, the word that kept coming up as I read through the informal findings was clueless. Mm-hmm. I think most parents are clueless.
Unsure. Yeah.
So what do you do with that?
Well, I think, to me, if I were a parent reading that, and I am a parent, but my children are grown with children of their own, I would say, okay, this is alarming to be faced with these questions and realize how unsure I am about it. Mm-hmm. Because I think in the day-to-day life, you don't really concentrate on those things. It's not till you're faced with a question, you go, wow, that's a really good question. I should know more. I should be looking at how this is playing out more, especially if they all agree that their daughter's friends are the biggest influencer.
Yeah.
Their daughter's girlfriends in particular. That's where we were focused. That's a whole nother category when you start talking about boys and the influence.
And we're going to get to that. But,
right.
But, you know, one of the things as a parent is, and I still have younger kids, but unless something blows up, you just kind of assume everything's fine.
Right.
And it's kind of under the radar, and you don't know exactly what kind of influence is going on there. But if they're not going bonkers at home or something, you assume that everything's okay.
Right. And I think that was one of the things that really shocked me when I started working with the young ladies here at school was my...
That's at Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary.
Right. Right. And when I would start talking to these young ladies, my mama influence would come out and I'd say, well, what did your parents say about this? What did your parents do about this? I was amazed how many times I would hear, my parents don't know, or you're the first person I've ever told this to, kind of a thing. And so... you know, it is kind of a wake-up call to say, how well do you know what's going on in your daughter's life? Because they're good pretenders.
And that was a few years ago.
Yes.
And Bethany, things have only gotten worse, right?
Right. And I would think that social media and the internet and their access to quick texting and all that, it's created an environment that not only enables them to be more secretive, but it encourages them to be more secretive. And so, of course, they're going to send a text message to their friend instead of going and having an awkward conversation with their parents about something they heard or something that they're questioning or wondering about. It's much easier and less embarrassing on their part to ask a friend or to Google it.
So based on your lady's experience, what do you think are the biggest things that our daughters these days are struggling with?
I would say the pressure, and this is based on my experience, but also in research, the pressure to be whoever you're in front of at the moment wants you to be. Mm-hmm. There was a really interesting study that was done a while back, and it was a longevity study, watching girls from sixth grade right on up through early college years, I believe. And when the girls were in the sixth grade, they had a pretty good sense of who they were and who they wanted to be. You know, you ask a sixth grader, what do you want to be when you grow up? They usually have some kind of definitive answer. But then as time went along and they started, you know, when they were with this group of friends, they were this person. And when they were with this group of friends, they were somebody else. And then when they were online, they were somebody else. By the time they graduated, they didn't have any idea who they were.
Wow.
And that is something that should not happen. We should be graduating young ladies and young men with a strong sense of identity and who Christ says that they are and who they were created to be. Yes.
Now, Bethany, would you say that what Denise discovered in these research findings, which we talked about on a previous show, that equates to what you've seen actually most recently?
For sure. So just girls today are dealing with the pressures of friends and the pressures of social media and what they want to look like, what they think they should look like. And so studies are showing that 91% of teen girls are, if they don't have an eating disorder, 91% of them are dieting to have some sort of control of their weight. We've got 83% of girls who would say that they've been bullied either at school or online. We've got 1 in 16s who are teen girls who are experiencing some sort of depression. And these are only the ones that we know about that come forward say, "And I need help with this." And so I think to me, like when we're looking at the girls of this next generation, trying to instill in them that it's okay to be different. It's okay to be who God created you to be and to have that confidence. I think that's where we want Academy 31's focus to be, because we're trying to allow them to feel empowered by their differences rather than feeling like they need to do whatever it is to conform to what society or their friends are telling them they need to be.
What a great point. We're talking to Dr. Denise O'Donohue, who's the principal of Academy 31 starting this fall here in Raleigh, North Carolina, a school specifically focused on young women and developing them not only educationally but spiritually and as young Christian leaders, as well as Bethany Benson, who's been working as a college counselor with Iron Academy, the guys' side of it, as well as Academy 31. So what do we do about it? I mean, is going to an all-girl, like with the Iron Academy, all young men, is going to an all-young ladies school environment, is that the answer? Because to me, it is.
Yeah, I think certainly what we've seen with Iron Academy and the young men, it certainly bears out that when you put all of the same gender together, they tend to work more in the same direction. Whereas opposed to when you have co-ed, there's the competition that comes in, the competition between girls for a certain guy's attention and vice versa. And then that's when you start seeing the mean girls come in. That's when you start seeing the hateful social media type activity, the bullying that you're talking about. So when you can separate these genders, a lot of times what we see is this very positive effect. And, you know, when I read this survey that we've been talking about, where so many of the parents say either they're unsure or they disagree, or they strongly disagree that their daughter's friends are having a positive influence, then I can say, well, this is a solution that we can see that works, is putting them aside and then pouring into them with their female teachers about what it looks like to be a godly young woman and giving them that benchmark to follow. Whereas in the co-ed environment, it's just kind of peer-to-peer, and everybody's trying to tell each other what to do, and nobody really knows.
Well, we're not running away from reality here. We're accepting reality and responding according to it. So, Bethany, you went to a private Christian high school, which was co-ed. You went to a Christian college, which was co-ed. So how does this strike you? I mean, you've worked around Iron Academy with these young men, but for young ladies, if you had a chance to do it yourself, would you go to a school like Academy 31?
I mean, it's always scary to be different and to do something that not everybody else is doing. And so I think there would probably have been some apprehension in doing so, but I think it would have given me the confidence to step out into the world and say, okay, like, it's okay for me to be who I am. It's okay for me to have these attributes that God has given me, these gifts I can use in this way, instead of being afraid to be who I am. Yeah. And it's only because of the influences that I have had in my life from strong young women who've really brought me up in learning how to be confident in those things.
So we're talking about removing the distractions that are definitely there. That's a reality. Not hiding our kids, our sons and our daughters from the opposite sex, but getting them prepared to develop as individuals so that once they do engage, they can actually engage as who God made them to be. We're talking to Denise and Bethany. This is Steve Noble on Call to Action. How does it work? What do you do in the classroom setting in that environment when we come back? Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio, talking about a very, very important subject. In general, it's an important subject to me. I think it's probably an important subject to most of you, which is, how are we raising these young daughters that God has placed into our care, custody, and pseudo control? And how do we educate them? What about the impact of being in a co-ed environment? And if you're trying to raise them up in the way they should go and raise them up in a godly direction, is that even possible anymore? In a public school environment, which I would say is almost impossible. God can do anything, of course, but the odds are so stacked against you. By the way, let me just throw this one in there because I love statistics. If you let's talk kindergarten through 12th grade. Let's say you're a Gold Star Christian. So your kid goes to church on Sunday morning. They go to Sunday school. They go to the service. They go back on Sunday night, and then they come back on Wednesday night for Wednesday night supper and a Bible study then. 4 hours a week, that's Gold Star Christian in anybody's book. That K through 12th grade, 2,400 hours, okay? 2,400 hours of, I would like to think, very godly input. Let's jump to the other side of the equation. Social media, radio, television, internet, iPhone, all that kind of stuff. That's 16,000 hours. And then butts in the seats in a public school system or any other school system, another 16,000 hours. So between kindergarten and 12th grade, especially if they're in public school, that's 32,000 hours of mostly godless or anti-Christian input. versus 2,400 hours in the church. So let me ask you a question, parent. How good do you really think you are? Can God overcome those numbers? Absolutely no question about it. Does that happen often when it's just us? Not very often. I think we all see the results. So that's why I love to talk about this particular subject on the show, and I think it's important for all of us to consider it. In this case, here in Raleigh, North Carolina, it's called Academy 31. It's a new school starting this fall, but it's a sister school to Iron Academy, which has been in existence 5 years, focused on young men and developing them into godly young men while giving them an excellent education. So, yes, we are talking about single gender education. Ooh, in the crowd. Ooh, crazy people. But the numbers are there. The reality is there. And so we need to lean into that. And, mm-hmm. and Denise, I know here in Raleigh, there's another family information meeting, which is tomorrow night, which is Tuesday, February 20th at 6:30 p.m. What happens at those meetings?
Oh, at those meetings, it's a great opportunity for you to come and hear about the education philosophy, hear about the ways that we are giving opportunity for these young people to become leaders, to develop leadership capabilities, to tour the school, to get your questions answered, and so forth and so on. So it's just a great night to come out and get all your facts and begin to prayerfully consider if this is the right place for your son or daughter.
Yeah, and that's for Iron Academy as well as Academy 31. And Bethany, you've been around these Iron Academy guys. I've had some of these young men on the show in the past. What's been your impression?
I think coming into it, having only been in co-ed environments before, I love seeing them take ownership of their brothers. That's what they refer to each other as. And when they see somebody struggling, they step up and they say, I'm going to come alongside you and I'm going to help you. And the leadership that they're learning at Iron Academy is different than leadership they're learning anywhere else. And that's coming from me being in Christian background, Christian education my whole life. And it's just different. It's a totally different environment that allows them to practice what it means to be a leader, and not just a leader, but a godly leader. There are so many kids these days who are great leaders in their ability to lead, but maybe that alone. And so I think that's what, even in Christian schools, we're seeing kids who are leaders, but they're leading their peers in the wrong direction.
The wrong direction.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I think that's what sets Iron Academy aside from
what
those
a great
other
point.
Schools.
And Denise, you've been in the world of education for a long time, and here, right here at Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary, where you've been involved in the past. And so why this? Why now? Why are you involved?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I've talked a couple of times now on the show today about just my experience in counseling young ladies here on campus. And the Lord began to really impress on me that what I was doing was helpful, but it was repair work.
Yeah.
And we needed to be on the preventative end. And so when this idea, well, of course, I was well aware of what Iron Academy was doing and had always thought we need something like that for young ladies.
Yeah.
So then when I was approached about the idea of it, I knew that this was the time. This was what I needed to do, is to take everything that the Lord had taught me through being here as a student, being here as a faculty member, being here as the director of women's life and counseling these women, to take all of that information and learn how to stop this as best we could before it gets out of hand.
Yeah, getting closer to the headwaters.
Exactly.
Get to them younger so we're not cleaning up all these messes later. So how will this effectively happen at Academy 31 on a daily basis? How do you educate with excellence but also raise godly young women in the school environment?
Right. Okay, well, I think one of the things that sets us apart, first of all, is our class size. We have a maximum of 15 students per class. So that enables the teacher to really get to know her students and really see where they're struggling as a person, not just as a student, but as a person, to pray for them, to encourage them with God's word that is specific to their situation, whatever they might be going through, to encourage them in their leadership. When they do something that is in the godly direction, then we want to encourage that and point that out. And we have something that we do at school a lot where we'll say, this is good what you just did, and this is how it's going to benefit you for the rest of your life. And so we want to help them to see that. The leadership piece of it, as Bethany's already talked about, we think is a key component and something that becomes much easier in a single gender environment, because there's not the competition between the guys and the girls. Every position held at a single gender school is held by either a young woman or a young man, depending on which school you're at.
Right.
So you don't have to take the back seat if you're a young woman and say, oh, that's something that the guys are going to do, or that's something the guys should do. In Academy 31, every leadership position will be filled by a woman, a young woman. And so that's key. Another thing that sets us apart, we know that for young guys, being able to move around a lot is very important.
No.
I know, it's a shocker for you, especially you, Steve. And you're with your high energy self. But for young women, it's not necessarily so much the movement. It's the talk. You know, women are created by God to be very relational.
So forget Venus and Mars. I mean, the reality is educationally.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Young ladies and young men learn differently.
Very differently.
But we've tried to throw them all together in one size fits all, and it doesn't fit anybody.
It doesn't fit anybody. That's right. It winds up being a real mess. And so with a single gender environment, you can tailor the specifics of what you're teaching to things that appeal to that gender. For example, the books that you read in literature class, the things that you maybe want to highlight or bring out in a history class. You know, to say, look, ladies, there were some important women during this time, too, and help them to see that. So those are some of the things that are distinctives that will help our young women to grow. But I think one of the biggest things is kind of to use one of the words Bethany used, is that influence and that confidence that we want them to gain, that they can be everything that God created them to be. They don't need to take a back seat to a young man for any reason. They can excel in the areas that God's gifted them.
Yeah, we're not talking about going against what Scripture talks about with roles, and especially in marriage and family.
Right, right.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about really being able to fully experience everything that God has placed in you, whether you're a man or a woman.
Right, and certainly within those biblical bounds.
Sure, of course. Now, what about the guy part of it? Like, are we going to hide them until they go off to college, and
yes,
then we're going to have a coming out party? Like,
they have to wear blinders. Yeah, they have to wear blinders. No, we're not aiming to do that, and we strongly encourage them to interact with the opposite sex in areas that are not part of their educational time period. I mean, if you think about it, most everywhere else that they're going to be, they will be around the opposite sex. So this is just a small portion of their day where they're to be focused on education.
Yeah.
So let's remove the distractions for that. That is our goal, right? To educate. So let's make that as much of a win-win situation as we can by removing those distractions, knowing that church, family, extended family, youth group, neighborhood, all of these other areas, extracurricular, they're going to be with peers of the opposite sex.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's the thing that whenever I say that I'm working at Iron Academy, they're like, oh, that's an all-boys school? Why are you there? You're a woman. And I'm like, well, yes.
Yeah.
Thanks
for figuring that out.
We're not prude. We're not thinking that we need to just like close off and separate genders altogether. No, like we want our young men at Iron Academy to have influential women who are going to lead them towards the Lord. We want the same thing to happen at Academy 31. We want them to see what a godly man looks like. And I think one of our goals is to have potentially co-ed classes for honors and AP classes. And if that comes to fruition, then, you know, they'll even in high school have the opportunity to practice what they've learned in the classroom as far as what it means to be a biblical man and what it means to be a biblical woman. And I think that is going to be so exciting for us to see as faculty, to see the growth in them while they're in those separate environments and what they've learned in those separate environments, and then to be able to allow them to practice that, because we're not naive. We know that the rest of the world, they're going to be interacting with the opposite sex and potentially going to college at a, most likely it will be a co-ed college. And
of course,
it's
a co-ed world, thank God.
Yes,
yeah.
But we're wanting to prepare them and train them in how to do that well.
And then what about just the biblical side of it? We talk about raising up godly young men. How do you raise up a godly young woman?
Well, you point her to Scripture. I mean, that's where our plan is. That's where we're told what we're supposed to look like. We have leaned heavily on Proverbs 31 to see where God has shown an excellent woman. And when I say Proverbs 31, I don't mean the married part of it, but what are the qualities that all women should have?
Yeah, they always go right to the Word, which will tell you exactly who you're striving to be, which is more like Christ. And you find your being in Him, and you find your worth in Him. And that allows you to go out in the world and make a difference as a follower of Christ, be it a young woman or a young man. Dr. Denise O'Donohue and Bethany Benson from Academy 31, it's been great having you guys here. Thanks for this conversation.
Thank you.
And this topic, which is so important. Again, if you're here in Raleigh, North Carolina, You can go to the website, academy31.org. There is a family information meeting for both schools tomorrow night, Tuesday, February 20th at 6:30 p.m. Go to ironacademy.org or academy31.org. You can find the information there. And if you live elsewhere, you should be checking out these websites too, because who knows, God may start one right in your backyard. This is Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon.